Michael Moore, Police Must Be Vetted in Terms of Their Racism. By Robert Krajicek on December 11, 2020. Leftist filmmaker Michael Moore said police officers should be screened for racism while supporting the Defund the Police campaign in a Monday published episode of his podcast Rumble. The push to defund the police must include political pressure to vet law enforcement officers for racism, said Michael Moore in an interview with Mark Lamont Hill, a professor of media studies and production at Temple University. Moore, however, did not specify how racism should be identified in cops. Had defund the police not been shouted over and over and over again, it scared the shit out of all the people that should have been scared by it. And now we're actually having a conversation about why do we have a police force that looks like the Soviet Army? What is the point of that? And like you said, can't this money be used in a better place to help people? Moore said. Of course nobody wants to get rid of the police. We need police, but we don't need the police trying to be a social worker, trying to be a psychiatrist, and police have not been vetted in terms of their racism and all the other things that we have to deal with. I don't want this issue to die, Mark. We have to stay on top of this. We have to force Biden and his people to stay on top of this. We will have such a better country, the Michael Moore and Trump plan director said. Listen below. Michael Moore also called for the release of all nonviolent convicted criminals from prisons. He defined nonviolent persons as those who did not harm another human being. We've got to really open up the prisons and let people out. I mean, okay, granted there are some people that need to be separated from the rest of us, okay, we all know their names. We know who they are. We grew up with some of them, but having said that, I've wanted to make a documentary for some time where I just go around with a big bus or some kind of thing where I just go from prison to prison, knock on the door, and demand that they let everybody go. And then they'll look at me like I'm weird, but maybe the warden or somebody will send a PR person out first and I'll have a discussion or we'll start a negotiation, because I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving until you let the people out of this prison. And then if you want, you can start with the nonviolent ones, okay? Anybody in there who he did not harm another human being. That's what I call violence. I'm not talking about somebody that threw a rock through a window. I'm talking about somebody who harmed another human being, okay? Just set that issue aside for right now. Let all the other nonviolent people out. Let anybody in there out who was put in there because of drug possession. Let them all out, and I got more buses coming if you need more room here. This is just a movie idea I had. Michael Moore characterized prisons as part of a racial system of discrimination intended to remove voting rights from Black Americans. It's not a matter of so much what you did, but it's what the society has set up. Because basically the society wanted you removed. Wanted you there, wanted the separation, wanted to take away your voting rights, Moore claimed.